Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you no doubt know, on Friday, President Obama signed into law that tax measure extending cuts for most Americans. The tax compromise could be a game changer for the slow economy, people hope, but exactly how will the changes affect your Form 1040? Brian Greenberg is a CPA. He's here to answer your tax questions and help get your personal finances in order before the end of the year. He hosts Greenberg News on WNJC 1360 AM in Philadelphia. Brian Greenberg, welcome to the program.
Pleasure, Brian. Pleasure to be here.
And listeners, we can actually take tax questions, especially pertaining to anything you may need to do or want to choose to do before the end of the year, December 31st, or with the new law taking effect. 212-433-WNYC for CPA Brian Greenberg, 212-433-9692. And Brian, my first question is, since the bill is mostly an extension of existing tax rates, do things actually change for some people as a result?
The more things change, the more things stay the same. And in effect, you just said it, there's little change. Only in the government, when they don't raise your taxes, is it considered a tax cut.
Right. Well, that was a matter of the polemics on both sides. It was either a tax cut because the law was scheduled to expire, so it was a tax cut compared to what was going to be, or it's not because it's the current status quo. But President Obama signed the bill, and it includes a 2 percentage point cut in Social Security wage tax, the so-called payroll tax, that would give households an average of about $900 of a tax break next year, depending on what your income is. Who would actually get how much?
Well, again, it's for the employee, not the employer, because God forbid we should want to help an employer and encourage them and give them incentives to hire people. We don't do that in this country. Our concern is on helping those people who've been affected by the economy.
But wait a minute. Before you get that cynical, aren't some of the other things in this bill specific business tax breaks, like for depreciation and stuff, to make it easier, specifically targeted for business owners?
Well, that's if you're spending a lot of money on equipment, but I seem to recall the biggest problem today is lack of employment. There's a high unemployment rate out there, and if anything, it's like you only have so much money to invest and stimulate business. We should do that to encourage employment, to make it cheaper for employers to hire people, and we haven't done anything in that regard.
All right. So you were going to say, and we'll leave that there as a.
But anyway, so what happens next year, we pay their Social Security tax that's withheld from the employee and the employer matches. Well, next year, for 1 year only, the employee will have 2% less reduction in his Social Security tax withheld from his paycheck. So, for instance, if he makes $100,000 a year, he'll get $2,000 more over the course of that year in his pocket. If the average person is making $50,000 a year, he'll have $1,000 more in his pocket over the course of the year and with each and every paycheck. So that's the impact of that money. But it does nothing, as I said, to encourage employers to want to hire more people. It doesn't reduce their cost of hiring an employee.
Jeff in Greenpoint has a question. Hi, Jeff. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a freelance worker, and I'm not incorporated. And luckily, this last year has been a lot busier for me, and I've been getting a lot more, high-paying jobs and that sort of thing. And I do video work. So this year, I'm thinking, okay, it's the end of the year. I'm thinking about buying a bigger camera that's going to cost me a little bit. But I'm wondering, should I try? None of my taxes are taken out of any of my checks. So I'm wondering, should I try and buy the camera, write it off, and try and have more of a deduction this year with, all these different, things. Or should I wait until next year?
Justin, you are effectively probably in a marginal tax bracket about 45%. And the reason why I say that is because you have to pay both ends of Social Security plus your income tax for, you know, and local. So given all that, if you buy equipment that costs $1,000, say, this equipment, you're going to save yourself $450 in taxes at least. And I have no idea what you make, but between Social Security and the income tax for federal and state, you're going to save yourself a lot of money. So the bottom line is, if you're thinking about doing it, and again, there's a purpose for it. You're not spending money to spend money, but rather you need this for what you do, your business. Definitely, I'd recommend you, that would be a good decision on your part to purchase the equipment.
Right, but he's asking, should he buy it on December 31st or should he buy it on January 2nd? Does something change to make one or the other more advantageous?
Then there's no change in the laws between this year and next year. Nothing's going to change next year to make it more advantageous for him to buy the equipment January 2nd. But it is advantageous this year to get the write-off now so he won't have to pay, owe less in taxes come April 15th.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. What are the other big questions people should ask themselves as the year ends in terms of what to do in December and what to do in January?
Well, for individuals, the biggest credit out there that still exists is the energy credit. And that is basically if you improve your house and there's a whole – you need your CPA with you on call to determine what it is you're doing. But if you qualify under the terms of the credit, 30% of what you spend, you're going to get back in lower taxes. So, for example, up to a cap of – $1,500. So if you spend $5,000, say, putting in a heating and air conditioning system, 30% of that for $1,500 will be rebated back to you in lower taxes from the government. That's the biggest low-hanging fruit for people. It's cold, it's winter, you find it's drafty, you think about doing something, but you have to write that check by December 31st.
Akito and Bensonhurst, you're on WNYC with CPA Brian Greenberg. Hello.
Hi, good morning, I'm sorry. My question is, I have a good job offer. It's 4 hours away. Can I write off my traveling expenses, whether I fly or drive?
Well, commuting is not a deductible expense, but now you're going to be commuting 4 hours each way to your main place of business.
Yes, if I drive, it's 4 hours. If I fly, it's 1 hour.
You're going to be doing this every day.
I would do it. If it's tax deductible, that would factor into whether or not I would take the job.
Because
it's a very high-paying job, and to fly 1 hour each way is not a problem.
Wow. That's some job, that must be.
Well, that's what people are having to do in this economy.
That's
to inconvenience themselves.
That's
to take
right.
Commuting jobs is not deductible. However, you may want to work something out with your employer to reimburse you for expenses, and that's a way perhaps to get around it. But you writing that check each day and each week to deduct, it's like, I live in South Jersey. People commute up to New York regularly, and that's an expense that they can't deduct. So whether it's 2 hours or 4 hours, commuting to your job is not deductible.
Akito, you live in Bensonhurst, so a four-hour drive, that would put you in about White Plains, right?
No, that would put me in Syracuse, New York.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for your call. Good luck. And I'm sorry you didn't get the answer that you were looking for. Can we get one more in here about Kristen in Boonton? Kristen, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to ask, I recently had a child, and I also, we're in Morris County, New Jersey, and we have a family income of about $100,000. And a little over that. We still struggle to meet our bills living in Morris County. Wanted to know if this is going to benefit us in any way.
Absolutely. You get the magic deduction of an additional credit this year on your taxes.
Yes.
But and you may qualify. Your income's over 100. You're not qualifying for the earned income credit. If you work, you may be eligible for child
care
credit.
It's a dual income. Two incomes coming into the house.
Right. So, if you have daycare expenses related to your for the child, you'll get a few dollars back there. But the big benefit is just having an additional exemption on your tax return.
And there was some kind of child tax deduction that was also extended as part of the deal, wasn't there?
Right. Well, everything's income driven, but there's a child care credit. That, if you put your child in a daycare, that while you go to work, you're going to get a few dollars back, but it's nothing dramatic. It's not going to. The bottom line is having a child is a net negative. It'll cost you a lot more money than any tax rebate you'll get back from the government.
All right, Brian Greenberg, CPA. If you're in Philadelphia or in South Jersey, you can hear him on the radio. What's your show again?
It's Greenberg News on WNJC, 1360 AM. We do it at 5 p.m. And I also want to give an offer for your listeners. You've been kind enough to have me on.
Go ahead. We have 20 seconds.
All right. Just extending. If you have further questions, you're welcome to call me toll-free at 877-274-9000. Or you can visit me on the web at greenbergcpa.com.
And that number again was 877-274-9000. Brian, we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, Steve Martin and more. Talk to you then. Have a great day.